Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for the last 28 years, and as a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients every single day of the work week, and even on weekends and evenings and whenever they need us. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in these United States.
Wow!
Wow is right. And we work with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find out all about everything we have to offer. We have videos, podcasts, articles, all kinds of great information for you to benefit from. Now, recently, just last week, as you guys know, Equifax was broken into, and apparently 143 million people's information was stolen. And so now the watch, if you're a prudent person, begins, right? You want to watch to make sure that you didn't, they didn't get your information and that they're not going to do something with it. So what I want to do is I want to go through some things that you should be thinking about doing, not thinking about, you should do, okay, to protect yourself. Now, there is one thing you can do, which pretty much, in my, obviously nothing is 100%, but I think this will put, make it very, very difficult for your identity to be stolen, and that is just call up the three Equifax and Experian and TransUnion, and just tell them that you want to freeze your credit, okay? It'll cost you $10, each one of them, they charge $10. And what it does is anybody wants to open an account, even you, by the way, that wants to get credit of any kind, and they can't give out the information, therefore the account won't be opened, okay? Now, the problem with that is that if you decide you want to get a new credit card or take out a loan or whatever, they won't be able to get it either. So you'll have to turn it on, which will cost you $10 again, and then turn it off after that, which will cost you $10 again. So you're looking at $30 every time you want to do this. So it can get expensive. But if you compare it to the potential, you know, I would just call it like insurance. It's an insurance premium, okay? And right now, for example, I've done that, and our credit has been frozen. We just keep it that way. And I'm willing to pay the $10 if I need to, you know, get a loan or if I need to get a credit card or whatever. Then I just unfreeze it, let that application go through, and then I freeze it again after that. And now, my daughter, I told her to go do it, and she said, she called up Equifax, and she said that, first of all, the website was no help at all. The 800 number, the calls kept dropping off. And then finally, she got through and they said, well, you need to send us a written request. So it may be that right now they're so overswamped with 143 million people that they want a written, like you have to write it and send them a letter, which is crazy, crazy. You know, these companies, I have a problem. You know, they were actually created not to benefit consumers, but to make it easier for lenders to quickly get your information and approve the loan. So indirectly, it helps you because it makes the loan get approved faster because there's one place where it all resides. But you know, who gave them permission to have all my private information? Who gave them permission to have, you know, all that data about me? You know, we have all these privacy laws. Nobody's allowed to have anything, but these three companies are. And then when you want to go get it, they charge you to get your own information, which they got, I think, you know, it violates all the privacy laws that I can think of, and we have to actually pay them to see our own data. I mean, think about that. What a great deal they have, you know. So
danger, danger.
I think we need to change the laws on this. I really do. I don't think they should have the right to hold our data. I think we should control it. And you know what I think would be really good would be if there was an app, right, that you could hold in your hand, which freezes your credit. And then when you want to unfreeze it, you tap on your app, it unfreezes it, you get your loan approved or whatever, and then you freeze it again. And they shouldn't charge you that stupid $10 every time. They're making money off of our data. That's how they make their money. Using my private information, they're making money, and then they charge me. It offends me. I'm telling you, this is like, it makes me mad. But anyway, let's get back to, now, The way you do it is you call them. Now, the next thing you ought to do is make sure you are checking your credit cards, your bank accounts, you know, check everything every day. Okay, for a while now, it's important that you do that. If you see anything that looks suspicious, act on it. Okay, don't think, oh, you know, I don't know what that is, but it's probably right or not. No, act on it. Make sure if there's a credit card charge that you don't recognize for $3, it doesn't matter. You know, find out what that was, check it, make sure, because that's what they do. They check with a little charge, and if nothing happens, then they go big. Okay, so anything, be very alert right now. Also, make sure that you put a fraud alert on your file with those credit agencies, okay? So these fraud alerts expire after 90 days, but even after it expires, the alert will force the credit agencies to contact you if there are any new credit requests, okay? So put them to work. Make them work for the dollars they're making off of your data, okay? Check your credit report now, okay? Go online, make sure, find out if it has been a breach and if you're one of those 143 million people, okay? Now, file your income tax early. One of the things that they're going to try to do is steal your income. I had a client whose income tax return was actually breached, and it created havoc for them. It took them 9 months of unbelievable amounts of work to get it fixed. So file early, because then you're not part of the whole thing when, you know, the bad guys like to do stuff. Now, there are other things that you can do, but those are kind of the main things that you should be thinking about, not thinking about, you should be doing, okay? Make sure you're checking, because likely is that you're one of those people. If you're listening to the show, you probably have some money, and if you have some money, you're the ones the bad guys want to come after. So protect yourself. Now, I want to tell you that we have seminars that I'd like to invite you to that are designed for those of you that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So if this is you, then at the seminars, we talk about how to calculate how much money you need to retire on. We talk about what to do with your 401ks, your profit sharing plans, your pension plans. We talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We talk about should you roll over your 401k? When should you take your Social Security benefits? When you're 62, 66, when you're 70? How do you plan for the next market crash? As you know, we have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. We told our clients to be out of the stock market for the entire year of 2008 when the stock market was crashing. And the reason for that is that we have a sell signal that told us to do so. So we want to talk with you about that. We want to help you to know what you need to do right now to be able to retire, what's the best investment you can use to fight inflation with. We have tons and tons of great information specifically designed for those of you that are over the age of 50 who are retired or who are retiring soon. So if that is you, then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. And you know, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. There's a huge difference, and we want to help you with that. So moneymatters.net is the website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about spousal, Social Security, and we're going to have a quiz. So stay tuned. We'll have fun with that. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.